of my baseball card collection. A Mickey Mantle rookie card in mint condition.
Oh, man.
And I got two of them.
Dang. Wow, there were two Mickey Mantles?
No, Waldo, there were only
two. Did they play on the same team?
No, what he meant, Waldo...
And most important of all, which one went home to Mrs. Mantle?
Meanwhile, back on planet Earth, Steve decides to talk to Eddie. Now, Edo, I really need you to help Laura and me move along our relationship.
I hate to be a downer, but you and Laura don't have a relationship.
Au contraire, Laura's frere. The lady's been flirting with me.
She has?
Oh, yeah. Just last week, she actually telephoned me in the middle of the night.
Steve, your house was on fire.
Still, she did call.
Steve, what do you want from us?
10 minutes of your time. Now, I do feel compelled to warn you, though, that your participation necessitates donning a costume.
Oh, no way.
Forget it.
$20.
I'm in.
Me too.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness.
Days go by.
There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity.
Days go by.
It's the bigger love of the family.
I don't think it's possible to be more depressed than this.
Hello, ladies.
We were wrong.
Look, there upon the couch are two beautiful girls. And one of them is my girl. Remind you of the Temptations?
No! More like the Repulsions.
Man, they didn't even know who we were. And we practiced for 6 minutes.
Yo, I'm just glad we got paid in advance.
When you hire non-union.
Steve, you used to annoy me all by yourself. Why are you recruiting?
Well, I was hoping to win a kiss from you by singing you a love song.
Oh, that's sweet.
Stay out of this, Max.
Sorry. Look, I'm too tired for this. I was up all night.
Nagging gas bubble?
No. Max and I camped outside the Chicago Theater to get tickets to the Johnny Gill concert.
But they were all sold out.
Laura, you really like this Johnny Gill, don't you?
Are you kidding?
Hair, bang, body, pa-pow!
Oh, please. Why don't you take away his fancy clothes, his perfect hair, and that velvet voice, and what do you got?
the sexiest bald-headed mute in America. Look, I've got everything ever written on him.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Why? Suppose I arrange for you to meet Johnny Gill personally. Would you like that?
I'd love it, but...
Oh, no buts. Suppose I made it happen. Would you reward me with a kiss?
Sure. I'd lay one on you that would weld your glasses to your face.
Oh.
But it'll never happen. You have a better chance of being hit by lightning.
Oh? My Uncle Elijah Urkel had been struck by lightning 4 times. At a party once, he clamped cables to his earlobes and jump-started a Volkswagen. Then there's in the summer when we use him as the human bug zapper. Yeah, he's usually knee-deep in dead mosquitoes. And then there's a time when we went camping and we were in dire need of a generator. And we just plugged the toaster into Uncle Elijah and the Pop-Tart was fine. Oh, I thought it was a good story.
Carlos, you got a minute?
In about an hour, honey.
Yes.
Now, I was good.
Do you know what next Friday is?
Our wedding anniversary. 20 blissful years of marital happiness. How'd that sound? Sincere?
Almost. You know the one thing we never did after we got married?
Paid the preacher? No, I know. A honeymoon. But, sweetheart, we were so poor. I mean, when people threw rice at the wedding, I saved some for dinner.
Carl, wouldn't it be romantic if we celebrated our 20th anniversary by finally going on our honeymoon?
Yeah, but it's so expensive. I mean, we need a new water heater. The car needs new tires. Judy needs braces.
If we go, I'll wear this.
Well, here it is, folks. Cabin number 3. A honeymoon suite.
It's missing a wall.
Well, yeah. No, there isn't.
Well, we really have to have a wall.
Are you sure? I mean, this is the honeymoon suite, and most young couples never see past the bed.
We want a wall.
Folks, I'm sorry, but no can do. Look, let me fill you in. We committed, a construction boo-boo. We started building all 10 cabins at once, and right in the middle of everything, the darn price of spruce skyrocketed. I suppose in retrospect, we should have built one at a time, and we wouldn't have been caught with our tool belts down.
Are you telling us that none of your cabins are complete?
Yes, that is what I would be telling you there.
Look at this. I got 1 foot in snow and the other on floor.
Yeah, ain't America great?
What about the wild animals?
Well, you know, it is winter. Most of the animals that eat people are hibernating.
That's it. Come on, Harry. Come on. We're going to stay someplace else.
Well, suit yourself, but the nearest inn is 100 miles away and they're booked solid.
You're just saying that.
No, I called myself. You know, with a storm, I wanted to stay in a room that, has 4 walls. Care for some turkey jerky?
Steve. Steve. Steve.
would you please tell me why you're making me sit here with you?
Oh, you'll find out soon enough, my little Tootsie Pop. Gee, I wonder who that could be.
Do you know who you are?
I think so. I'm Johnny Gill. My, my, my.
He spoke to me.
Oh, my. Get up,
geez.
Oh, my goodness,
Laura. Johnny. Johnny Gill. In my house.
Get a grip, woman.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a Steve Yuckle.
That's Urkel, Steve Urkel.
Listen, my manager gave me your message. Now, let me get this straight. You actually have a Mickey Mantle rookie card in mint condition?
I might.
Would you be willing to part with it?
Maybe, maybe not.
What's going on?
Business, sweetheart. Mantle. Johnny, J.G. Johnnarooney.
Mr. Gill.
I gotcha. Be willing to part with this extremely rare baseball card if you sing a few songs for my honey.
And how many songs are a few?
Oh, say 10.
Say 1.
8, but no ballads.
3, all ballads.
7, and you make moon eyes during the mushy parts.
4, moon eyes during 2.
6, half her ballads, moon eyes during the mushy parts, and during the chorus, you shake the old booty. Hi.
Hello.
It's snowing out here.
We noticed. We have a view.
Do you want to have a snowball fight?
No, thanks.
I do.
Carl, don't go out there. You'll catch a cold.
Harriet, there's no wall. It's the same temperature in here.
Are you in a bad mood or something?
Now, why would I be in a bad mood, Harriet? I drove 3.5 hours through heavy traffic just so we could have our honeymoon in a cozy, romantic construction boo-boo.
Carl, you act like this is my fault.
Well, there's only 2 of us in the room, Harriet, and I know it's not my fault.
Wait a minute, Carl. I asked you for your input as to where to go, and you said that whatever I decided was fine.
Well, that was when I thought that you knew what you were doing.
What?
This. You should have found out about the place when you called for reservations.
Oh, all right. Hello. We'd like to book a cabin with a fireplace, a king-size bed, and 4 walls.
What are you trying to say?
Carl, I'm saying that whenever things are going well, you always find some way to take your share of the credit. But when things are going wrong, it's always me who takes all the blame.
Oh, poor Harriet. What a sad song. I'd play the violin for you if I had feeling in my fingers.
All right, that does it. I wasn't gonna say it, but it's gotta be said.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. Carl Winslow. There's a goat eating your shorts.
You know, Harriet, you've said some pretty low things to me in the past. But what the heck are you talking about?
Look, there's a goat eating your shorts.
Hey! Shoot! Shoot! Shoot, goat!
Do you believe that? He made a meal out of your boxes.
Hey, I wonder what kind of wine goes best with underpants. Sweetheart, I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Oh, that's okay. That I'll never forget this anniversary.
Me neither. Hey, you remember when we first got married? Our apartment had four walls, but that's about all it had.
Couldn't afford furniture. Half the time the furnace was busted. And hardly had any hot water.
But we had each other. And that was enough.
It still is.
For me too. I love you, Harriet Winslow. More now than ever. Hey, why don't you go inside and put on that sexy negligee?
Girl, it's freezing.
I'll keep you warm.
What about the goat?
Let him get his own woman.
No matter where we go, and I'm so proud to be with you, I just want to let you know, you've got me saying, my. You sure look good tonight. And you're so damn fine. Chitty, chitty. And I'm so proud to be with you. So proud to share. You sure look good tonight.
We get that point.
Well, that was the last song. I think you have a little something for me.
Yes, indeedy. My end of the bargain. Your very own Mickey Mantle rookie card.
Yes.
So, Johnny, care to sing at our wedding in a few years?
You know, I'm a very busy man, you know.
Too busy for a Ty Cobb and a Honus Wagner?
I'll be there.
I won't.
Bye. You sure look good to now.
Hey, enough of that. Hey, we'll keep the pack. Well, I arranged for you to meet to Johnny Gill, and not only that, I got him to serenade you. I think you owe me a kiss.
I know. A deal is a deal.
I couldn't have put it better myself. One moment, please. No good. I can't go through with it. I'm supposed to say that. Laura, I feel like I'm forcing you to kiss me. Like it's some sort of a business arrangement.
Well, that's precisely what it is.
Oh, that cheapens it. Oh, Laura, I want you to kiss me, but it has to be voluntary. I'll just wait for that wonderful moment when you want to kiss me. Good night, Laura.
Steve?
Yeah?
What you did for me tonight was really special. It meant a lot to me. And I know that baseball card meant a lot to you. The truth is, you deserve a kiss.
You mean you want to kiss me?
I didn't say that. I said deserve, not want.
Well, I'll take it. Oh, oh boy.
Thank you.